This is All Things Education, a podcast where three-decade teachers discuss what they know.
The good, the not so good, and the continuous opportunity for high-quality education in Texas.
Join us for a smart conversation as we dig deep into the issues that affect us all in and around our great state. And here are those three dedicated educators now.
Hello and welcome to the official launch of All Things Education. We are a trio of hosts coming to you from across the Lone Star State. I'm Natalie Arias, a South Central Texas San Antonio native.
Hi, Matthew Balter. I'm coming at you from the friendliest place on planet Earth, Austin, Texas.
And I'm Lance Barish, hailing from up here in North Texas. Dallas is my home.
This podcast is a special project that the three of us have co-created from the ground up, born of our passion for the power of education and our shared belief that all students and teachers deserve to access every opportunity that a high-quality education affords. We know that it's true that there are so many incredible things happening in schools across this state and across the country. It is also true that there are areas of real concern and much room for improvement. It's important that we acknowledge and address both. We want to take a close and honest look at the state of our education system, the policy that influences it, and how all of that impacts you, our listeners. Matthew, which stakeholders do you think are impacted the most by all of the above?
Yeah, thanks, Natalie. Well, first, I think we're definitely living in interesting times when it comes to public education. I've been teaching in Austin now for 14 years, and I can say that things have changed a lot for teachers, students, pretty much everyone else involved in public ed. And I think there's going to be more change on the horizon, a lot of which is the result of COVID. And then a lot of it is due to the political climate that we're living in right now. As far as stakeholders goes, everyone is impacted by the changes that happen to our public schools. Whether you're a teacher, a student, a parent, a legislator, a homeowner, if you're somehow invested in your community, then what's happening at the public school impacts you, which is why I'm so excited about this podcast, because I think it's really important that those seeking information about what's going on in our state's education system should get the perspective from those who are on the front lines, as you said.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And while the three of us have diverse teaching backgrounds, we come together in conversation here to celebrate people and achievements in the field of education, also to seek and provide understanding and awareness around education issues, and ultimately to champion meaningful solutions in the areas that need it. As we are all current and seasoned educators in active service, we're bringing real-time perspective to the table straight from the trenches. Our shared experience as teachers in Texas and the I-35 corridor aren't the only things that connect us, are they, Lance? Care to share with our listeners what sparked the creative magic that brings this podcast to the people?
I would love to. So as Natalie mentioned, we are all veteran teachers. Between us, we have about three decades plus in the classroom, and we are all still in schools here in Texas. But it was about 2 years ago when the three of us found each other through a program called Teach Plus, joining as Texas Policy Fellows, that we really felt this spark blossom. Teach Plus, if you don't know, is a national organization whose mission it is to empower experienced and diverse teachers to take on leadership roles in key policy and practice issues. Here in Texas, they have a big foothold, and it's all about increasing equity and access to educational opportunities for all Texas students. When we met about 2 years ago, it was wild how much new information there was for us to learn as teachers about the levers of policy and power in this state. And now we really want to transfer some of the things we've learned to this venture. And that's why we're doing this, to talk to you about the things that affect, as Matthew said, all of us here in Texas.
Hear, hear.
And I think I speak for all three of us when I say that I will be forever grateful for our experience through Teach Plus, not just for bringing us together along with so many other incredible teachers and school leaders in the Teach Plus network, but also for supporting our efforts to amplify voice in favor of affecting positive change. And we are so grateful to you, our listeners, for your support, your engagement, and your future contributions. We hope that every episode leaves you feeling informed, empowered, and inspired. So buckle up and let's explore this wild, crazy, wonderful world of education together.
Thank you for listening to All Things Education.
Be sure to leave us a review and share the show with everyone you know.
And if you liked what you heard, stay tuned for more compelling conversations with Natalie, Matthew, and Lance.
Until next time, Texas.